Welcome to another podcast from the Maine Solar House. I'm your host, Bill Lord. My wife and I live here in southern Maine along the Maine coast. Our home has been an active solar house for some 13 years. Today we're going to hear from Ian Wolfenden. Ian is a senior editor at Home Power Magazine, and many of you know that Home Power Magazine is in fact a, a Bible for solar living. If you don't know about that magazine, you can go to their website at homepower.com and download the lead article on any of their monthly publications, actually bi-monthly. Ian describes his job as follows. My jobs at Home Power include editing articles and columns, evaluating submissions, and developing new articles. I really enjoy working with our authors. Later, I proofread articles, columns, and other text to help find the bugs we missed in edit. Guess what? That's a very narrow description of Ian's responsibilities and his impact. Ian visited our home early one morning on a summer day, and this is the conversation we had following the visit.
Ian, thank you for dropping by the Maine Solar House. What are your thoughts?
It's incredible to see what you've done for 13 years to live with renewable energy in a modern way, not compromising your lifestyle choices, having a comfortable solar home. It's wonderful.
When you look at the landscape of solar power in America today, what do you see?
I see people finally waking up to the idea that we can use the resources that are around us. We don't need to be protecting oil lanes across the seas. We don't need to be cutting the tops off mountains anymore because we've realized that we have this technology that can capture the energy that comes to us daily. It comes to us freely. It's democratic. It doesn't shine more on the rich than on the poor. Here it is. We need to invest in being able to capture it. But if we compare the full investment and the full effect, in the end we'll find that renewable energy makes sense on many, many levels.
We hear from our politicians, both locally and in Washington, that they come up with new energy policies, but they never seem to embrace the free energy we get daily from the sun.
The policy I'd like to see them embrace is that all energy sources should be paid for completely and completely cover their effects. When we pay for gasoline at the pump, it should not just reflect a price that lobbyists have engaged in concocting. It should cover the complete cost. Yes, it takes energy to make this equipment, but once it's installed, there's very little effect. As you know, you've been living with it for 13 years, and your bill is negligible for upkeep, and your effect on the environment is negligible.
We calculated the CO2 that this house had not put into the atmosphere because it was solar, and it was around 85 tons of CO2 had not been released to the atmosphere in the 13 years that we've been here.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to think in terms of those measurements. I think part of the reason that we don't make intelligent choices about energy is we don't understand how to measure energy and its effects. I wish each home had a meter in its front hall that said, we're using this many kilowatts now, we've used this many kilowatt hours so far today, and people could go turn off things and realize, oh, I can reduce my impact. We don't measure it. We get a bill every few months and we say, oh my goodness, how did it get so big? But if we start to quantify it, we can start to become more responsible about it.
Who's responsible for our energy policy? Our politicians or ourselves?
Well, ultimately ourselves. I mean, it's a little of both, certainly, but I think it's a mistake to get caught up in blaming someone else. We can take responsibility for our own energy lives, and certainly we should continue to try to change policy. In my opinion, we should continue to try to separate energy from politics turn it back to a system where everyone is on an equal footing. We're not trying to play a subsidy game where you know, the energy flavor of the month is in favor because they have more lobbyist dollars in play. I'm actually not a big advocate of subsidies for renewables. I'm an advocate of removing subsidies for non-renewables and letting everyone play, letting everyone everyone play in this market as long as everyone is paying for the full effects. So we can't just lop a mountaintop off and say, see you later. We say, well, who does that affect? What is the true impact of that? Not just the economic cost post-politics, but the total value of that. And, you know, what you've done on your roof here with collectors for solar electricity and solar hot water, you have very little impact compared to the other ways that we use energy in this country.
Dependability of the equipment?
Better and better. Better and better. Very, very dependable. I would say that in the case of solar electricity is more reliable than utility electricity in almost all cases. And people who live off-grid or with battery backup systems on-grid understand that. I've been living off-grid since the early 80s and have never had an outage. I've had times where I've had to reduce my usage because I didn't have enough energy coming in, but I haven't had an unplanned outage in all those years, and that's something that very few people in this country can claim.
Well, here we are, 8 o'clock in the morning. The sun is up. We're making hot water, and we're making electricity. It's summertime here in Maine. And I like to say that there's free lunch and dinner with solar power as long as you can afford the breakfast.
Yes.
It is an investment.
It is definitely an investment, and you have to take a longer-term view than many Americans do. You and I at our age, if we invest in a solar electric system now, it's going to make electricity for us for the rest of our lives. We've just paid a fixed price up front for a certain amount of electricity for the next 40 years, that's hard to put a full value on. We don't know what the cost of other energy sources is going to do, but we know it's going to go up. And so, yes, you have to make the investment step. And I think as the industry matures, we'll see more and more answers to that particular problem, which amounts to financing. You know, the vehicles we're standing next to here, those aren't things that I can buy up front either. If I want to buy a new vehicle, it needs to be financed. And I think that will become the norm with solar energy systems as well.
Well, thank you very much for dropping by this morning.
My pleasure, Bill.
Ian Wolfenden, senior editor at Home Power Magazine. Ian is in the process of writing articles about articles they had written before, updating stories about solar homes across America. We are one of them, and in the next couple of editions, you'll likely see that article. Thanks for listening to this. We'll have more soon.